Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Berigman. So good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. And Uncle Kevin is joining us today. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning, Dan. Great to be here. And another great day in America.
Later on, as guest, Dr. Robert Abel will be here, of course, talk about eye health in general. If you have any specific questions, I mean, this guy is, you know, the best
of
the best. Top of the top shelf, this guy. If you have any kind of questions.
You call him big time.
But we'll talk to him about eye complex CS, eye situations. You know, these computer screens are, I mean, this is, as we go forward.
I take your advice that you gave me yesterday. I ordered it off Amazon.
The blue blocking glasses. Yeah, you can get them for like
$5.
Patrick Wood. Sherry Tenpenny was going to come on.
Ooh.
She just had surgery. She's been talking a lot. She's kind of overdone it. Either one. I don't know which one's grammatically correct.
We wish her the best.
Oh, absolutely. I talked to her last night briefly. She just needs to kind of calm down for a second and
have a little pressure taken off. She's been on the front line for years.
Well, she had surgery on her mouth, and so she needs. I don't want to tell all her business, but she just needs to rest. She just needs to rest her mouth for a little bit. Patrick Wood is going to join us instead, and I'm kind of. This actually worked out better. Not that I don't want Sherry Tenpenny on, but with the new NAFTA agreement being signed and all that, Patrick Wood is perfect to talk about that, talk about 5G, to talk about transhumanism, what have you. Really glad that he's going to be on. And, we'll get to the news and any of your questions. We also have Cass Ingram. He emailed me his protocol about the coronavirus. So I'll go over that here at some point. I know that's on front of people's minds.
On everybody's mind.
Now, we've been hesitant to talk too much about this impeachment. Now, I've called it a goat rodeo. You know, I know that a lot of you, some of you listening, this is the only place you get news is by listening to radio. You don't have internet or what have you. I'm sensitive to that. Why don't you, Kev, give a real brief summary of how the impeachment has gone so far, this trial.
Well,
what is going on?
The Republicans got up there and rebutted everything the Democrats said. And the Democrats just went up there and lied through their teeth. And basically, that's the scenario.
So that's not an objective opinion at all. What have the Democrats claimed?
Everything except the kitchen sink.
Example. I mean, specific example.
He was in cahoots with Ukraine. He wanted to benefit himself.
You're saying when you say them, you mean Adam Schiff? You mean who? Who specifically?
All of them. All of the above.
Every Democrat in America.
Nadler.
Every Democrat in America.
Nadler. Yeah. And when Nadler walked up to that microphone, the first time I saw it when I was watching it the other day, he looks like a gargoyle that sits on top of the Notre Dame theater. And I swear that he lives underneath the bridge with that demon rat Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
You're not inflammatory at all this morning, are you?
Allegedly.
We're trying to report the news here.
I just did.
Okay. All right. I see this is too much for you to handle. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, basically, let me give us a quick
summary. He fried my brain.
Whatever. Let me give a quick summary, basically. The Democratic team has, you know, there's basically a plaintiff and defendant side. Trump has his team. Alan Dershowitz, among others, Jay Sekulow, among others, are on the defense team. The Democratic side, this can't be partisan at all, can it? I mean, it's completely down the line, except Dershowitz. But anyway, Schiff got up and, did not take an oath.
No.
Did not swear an oath. None of the people, they're testifying inflammatory things. There's been many comments that if this was a real trial in courts, there would have been a mistrial already because so many inflammatory things. And they're just making statements off about bribery. They're claiming bribery. They're claiming this. They're claiming that.
How could they not be sworn in? That's beyond me. You're talking about impeaching a president. And they don't swear you in.
Well, that's not the worst of it. Chief Justice Roberts, as you know, or may or not know, but he's the one presiding over this goat rodeo.
Yes,
you know, that's by the Constitution, the head of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice, goes over this. Yesterday, I would not even talk about it this much except for this happened yesterday, which is a big, big deal. Now, you know, the source, the beginning of all this impeachment, allegedly, was some whistleblower that said, I don't even think
secondhand.
Right, secondhand. He heard something secondhand that the president was quid pro quo with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one, that's not a whistleblower.
Nope.
Two, you, on secondhand knowledge, you're going to impeach the president of the United States.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, this is a joke.
His name's Eric Caramilla.
Okay, let me, so senators can submit questions to be able to ask of both sides. Rand Paul submitted a question. It became big news. Chief Justice Roberts read it and refused to read it to Schiff, Nadler, and all them and have them answer. Refused.
It was a question to the Democrats.
Here, right. Well, to anybody who can answer it, but specifically them. It goes to either side. They both get a chance to answer it. Here's what happened. He wouldn't read the question. Rand Paul's reaction. Here's what he said.
As you may have noticed, we had something slightly atypical downstairs. I asked a question, and the question was refused. Now, it's been reported that this question's about this or about that, and it's been refused for one reason or another. I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person of a...
Now, he's going to read the question, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Here's the question.
The question so it can be made part of the public record. Manager Schiff and counsel for the president, are you aware that House Intelligence Committee staffer Sean Misko has a close relationship with Eric Caramilla when at the National Security Council together? Are you aware, and how do you respond to reports that Caramilla and Misko may have worked together to plot the impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings? I think this is an important question, one that deserves to be asked. It makes no reference to anybody who may or may not be a whistleblower. The manager Schiff says he has no knowledge. If he has no knowledge, the rest of us can have no knowledge of who the whistleblower is. The president's team says they have no knowledge of who the whistleblower is. I think it was an incorrect finding to not allow a question that makes no reference. It means that anybody ever said might...
Okay, let's just stop there. This is massive news on so many levels. Okay, you know about the censorship on YouTube. You know about how opinions, conservative opinions, traditional American opinions have been marginalized, and even questions have been marginalized. You start to see it.
Yeah.
This is on a national security level. You're talking about the impeachment of the president of the United States. This is about, I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's George Washington. I don't care if it's Barack Obama. This is a major, major deal, right? We have this quote-unquote whistleblower statute. Now, put this together, ladies and gentlemen, so you can see the extent of this. The statute was changed months, like a month.
Right.
Something like a month, yeah. weeks before that this came out. The Democratic in Congress changed the statute to be a very broad wording, can be applied any way they want to, and they can use it any way they want to. Coincidence? I think not.
I think not, too.
So, supposedly this guy comes out, he's a whistleblower, they hail him as a hero, he comes out with knowledge about Trump. This is the beginning of this whole investigation. Why did they do this? Because one, they had to have an entrance and they had to have a plausible deniability to say that this is an impartial impeachment on the president. So we'll blame this guy, Eric Caramilla, whatever his name is. He's not, who is he? I mean, he's just some guy, really. He's a holdover from the Obama administration.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been overheard, Rand Paul asks. He's been overheard before, years before, talking with other people, conspiring. Hey, what can we do to get Trump impeached?
Exactly.
Okay, are you aware of this conversation? Chief Justice Roberts would not read the question. Supposedly, this Eric Caramilla is the quote-unquote whistleblower. They've censored the fact that they don't want to mention his name. Rand Paul, I am so disgusted with Fox News. I went on YouTube to try to search this. It was very hard to find Rand Paul reading the question.
Reading the whole thing.
Reading the question.
With Jeremiah in it, or Jeremiah, whatever his name is. They took that out in the one I heard.
Right. He went on Fox News last night. Martha McCallum, the McCallum Report, or whatever it is, on Fox.
Yeah.
I did see that. I thought, oh, here's a good thing. He's going to read the question. She says, oh, I please ask you to refrain from reading the question. That you can go to your Twitter account. I'm like, what? You're telling him to refrain from reading the question? Are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, think about the extent of what we're seeing. We're seeing censorship and control of information. And is this going to be a, what's it going to be in the future? Everything's going to be national security. Everything. Oh, it's a whistleblower. We don't have to give up our source. They're impeaching the president of the United States over some hearsay. Hearsay. And now you can't even not question the whistleblower, just question, hey, are you aware that there's valid reports that these two were conspiring and talking about impeaching the president years before they ever did? And now Chief Justice Roberts, who I'm already on record thinking he's a sellout and he's a weak spot.
Of course he is.
Allegedly. That's my opinion.
No, that's not allegedly. He is a weak spot.
He did on Obamacare.
Obamacare.
I mean, he rewrote the thing.
He wrote the thing. That's not his job to rewrite it.
So now he won't read the question, which is a valid question. Are you aware that Eric Chiamilla and this other guy were talking and conspiring about impeaching the president years before this ever came up? Are you aware of that? Is that not a valid question?
Of course it is.
So to keep that question getting on the floor of this trial, on the Senate trial,
yeah,
on the record.
It's huge.
He says, I'm just not going to read the question because it is bad for the whistleblower. Okay, one, Chief Justice Roberts, how do you know who the whistleblower is?
Supposedly nobody knows.
Schiff, how do you know? Supposedly you don't know. You've claimed you don't know who the whistleblower is. You're a damn liar.
That's right.
Chief Justice Roberts, obviously you're lying. Obviously you're lying because you say the question doesn't mention a whistleblower, but now you say you won't read the question because it mentions a whistleblower.
Exactly.
Which one of these is true? I mean, how can anybody with any logic say that you're not lying?
He is lying, in my opinion.
Or he's got dementia. I mean, I'm not making fun of people with dementia, but one of the two. Which one?
I agree.
This is why I'm so disgusted with Washington. I'm so disgusted with the whole thing. This is a nest. This is how Donald Trump got elected,
right,
because of people like this. This is another form of control. Subtle. It's not subtle.
It's subtle.
Obvious.
It's obvious. Yeah, it's obvious. Right in your face.
The information, your knowledge, your thought, your ideas, these are the most important thing to these people because they're trying to control and shape them. I'm going to move on for now, but that was a very important story. Rand Paul,
at
least he stood up and read the question.
Right, exactly.
It was hard to go to YouTube. There's an exercise for you. Go to YouTube and search Rand Paul question or something like that, something along those lines, and see how long it takes you to actually find Rand Paul reading the actual question.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead if you got an hour or two, because I spent about a good 45 minutes this morning before this broadcast trying to find it.
Or without with him saying Eric Garamero.
No, reading the question. Actually reading the question.
Yeah.
The interview went on C-SPAN. Then finally on C-SPAN, finally, literally 45 minutes for me to find Rand Paul actually asking saying what the question was.
Censorship. It's crazy.
It's beyond censorship. This is the destruction of the First Amendment.
Oh, yeah.
This is the destruction of ideas and thoughts and anything that's contrary to the agenda, to the people in the bureaucracy, this deep state. This is disconnection from the people, the United States, the government, you know, the consent of the governed, of the Declaration of Independence. It's a separation from the people. Rand Paul represents the people. This is a valid question.
Oh, yeah.
For this trial.
It's just a slap in an American people's face.
Beyond, no. It's an operation against it. It's not a slap. It's an operation to control the conversation. Martha McCallum on Fox News is part of it.
Part of it. Yeah, Fox News.
She said, Rand, I ask you not, please don't read that question on air. Oh my God, please don't read the question. Oh, we can't, please do not ask that question on air.
Yeah, you'll get me in trouble.
Yeah, or whatever. Because we can't ask that question. You heard the question, ladies and gentlemen. You judge for yourself.
Yeah.
We're going to continue with the news. This is, of course, this is probably daily for quite a while, coronavirus news. This is from Newsmax. China's viral death toll hits grim new high as World Health Agency declares a global crisis. China is saying there's 9,000 cases and 200 dead.
Mm-hmm.
WHO said this is a world health.
Yeah.
So what does 200 dead? I mean, I'm not making little. That's not a world health crisis.
Well, Mike Adams, the health ranger, says one person infects three persons. He says this is a little bit different than flu.
World Health Organization orders countries not to engage in stigma or discrimination in response to coronavirus outbreak. Talk about doublespeak. You got the head of this department says, this is a world health crisis. This is terrible, unbelievable. China says, not much to see here. We got it under control. Then WHO comes out and says, please don't restrict immigration. Literally, this is what they said. Countries are cautioned against actions that promote stigma or discrimination in line with the principles of Article 3 of the IHR. And Article 3 of that talk about, you know, being able to go back and forth. Yeah. So stopping planes that, you know, to come through. Mike Adams has also called for, we got to stop planes from China immediately in the next 72 hours.
I agree with him.
Well, at the very least, if they come in, there needs to be a check station.
Yeah, like that one plane.
See, but the thing is, if you have a check station, one person tests, the whole plane has to be quarantined.
Yeah.
The whole plane has to be quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can imagine the sight. Somebody in hazmat suits got to go down the runway, the breezeway, to test.
It's 90 degrees out there in a hazmat suit carrying baggage.
Okay, Bloomberg. Now, this is from Bloomberg. What's true and what's not true, I don't know. Steve Quayle's reporting something at least similar. At least generally, this is real.
Okay.
At least two-thirds of China economy to stay shut next week. I don't know if it's that many, but the idea is definitely real.
I heard basically the same thing.
More than a dozen Chinese provinces announced an extension of the current Lunar New Year holiday by more than a week. So they're just going to extend the Chinese New Year. As the nation attempts to halt the spread of the they say novel coronavirus. Why do they say novel coronavirus? That has killed hundreds of people and sickened thousands. 14 provinces and cities have said businesses need not start operations until at least the second week of February. So
it's going to slow down the whole world
economic. All the key eastern manufacturer provinces have extended the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is big news.
It's going to affect the whole world.
Right. I mean, all your cheap Chinese crap that goes into Walmart, where do you think it comes from?
Your parts for your furnace.
Your auto parts, our car parts.
I mean,
so, you know, think about that. If there's anything you desperately, you need a car part, you think, well, I might need a car part. You better get it.
Get it now.
You better go get it. Claim. This is from the NZHerald.New Zealand. This is out of New Zealand. China is secretly burning bodies. The people, this is not coming out on, you know, respected, internet site, respected news. They're saying, world health officials, back from a visit to Beijing, expressed great concern that a dangerous new virus was spreading between people outside of China, blah, blah, blah. They now say they are burning bodies. Burning bodies. That's what they're claiming.
Burning the infected bodies? Are you talking
dead bodies.
Okay.
Coronavirus drone army deployed to spray and disinfectant across Chinese cities.
I saw it. Did you see the pictures of the cars driving up and down? It's like the old foggers when they were spraying
for mosquitoes.
DDT when we were
for mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Thousands allowed off cruise ship after scare. You hear about the cruise ship. One Chinese couple had tested positive for the virus, and so the whole ship was quarantined. Can you imagine you go on a cruise, there's, you know, 3,000 people on this cruise ship. The whole ship's got to be quarantined. So, well,
might not be bad. Cruise ships are pretty nice.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, just undock. Let's go back out the ocean and have another cruise. Let's just have another cruise.
Call work and say
it's emergency. Sorry,
you know,
sorry.
2 weeks of
it's
luxury.
It's a free cruise for
that
another week.
Bad. If I had my colloidal silver and
Regano. See everybody. See, you'd have the whole deck to yourself.
You know, I carry that with that wherever I go.
You'd have the whole deck to yourself.
Yeah.
<You can't. laughs> We're off. This is Brexit Party leaves the EU for the last time, carrying the Union Jack, quote, home. Brexit Party MEPs have left the European Union's Parliament for the last time. Speaking outside of the European Parliament, Anne Whittacombe said, today we celebrate our independence, our ability to control our own laws, our own trade deals, our own borders. We believe that Britain can now go forward into a future rejoicing for the for us leaving here today, our duty is done, our harvest is home, and now we are off. Nigel Farage basically says the same thing. Brexit, a historic day for the United Kingdom, Europe, and the Western world. He says that something different is going to come of this, that there could be free markets, that there could be... You know, this is very ironic. You have Britain leaving the EU, putting a real nail in globalism, global governance, word.
I think that's the beginning of the end, too.
Well, then you have America signing the new NAFTA agreement.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, put those two things juxtaposed against each other.
But when they leave, as soon as they leave, Donald Trump's got a big, fat contract.
Well, you got to ask NAFTA first. Got to ask Mexico first and Canada first.
Well, I'm sure they're in.
Well, why do we got to ask them to have our thing? Why can't we just have unilateral agreements with all these countries? Why do we need this confederation? We're now some little village in Mexico.
It's only for Canada.
The provision is in 30 years they can change it to whatever they want. That's unelected
true.
Board.
That's true. 3 years.
From you now. Saw what happened with the EU and what that turned into.
I saw it.
Did that turn into, Britain, you can't trade with America unilaterally. Yeah. That's what that turned into. Mm-hmm. You don't think the new NAFTA is going to turn into that? Head of Harvard's chemistry department arrested for lying about work with China. Well, let's just say it like it is.
He's bringing
secrets to China.
That's exactly
selling
right.
secrets. He got arrested.
Good. Hope he stays. If he's guilty.
Charles Lee, you're ready to kill, shoot, arrest somebody, aren't you?
Yeah. Something. Fired up today.
Charles Lieber is his name. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren pledges young trans person will pick her new Secretary of Education.
9-year-olds is going to do that.
Hillary refuses to be served legal papers in $50 million defamation row with Tulsi Gabbard over Clinton's claim the presidential hopeful is a Russian asset. She wouldn't get served. So
right. And that was right after she tweets, no one knows the law.
Yeah, no one's above the law.
Yeah, she tweets that on her tweet, whatever you call that.
Evening news spin. Before the Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump was gaveled into session, Chief Justice Roberts presided over a swearing-in ceremony where all 100 senators pledged to be impartial jurors. Well, the same cannot be said of the media. 95% of the responses on major corporate media, Fox, CBS, MSNBC, in the week leading up to this and involved in this, 95%. Of what the Democrats did was put in a positive spin. 100% of Trump's defense was put in a negative light. That's independent research, what they said. You can check the article out on the Power Hour. Could Democrats vote to acquit Donald Trump? Moderate senators are in the spotlight now. What's next in trade now that Trump has signed the new NAFTA, USMCA? Well, we're going to ask Patrick Woods when he comes on, so I'm sure it's important. Wilbert Ross claims coronavirus will help accelerate the return of jobs to the United States. I guess so, if China can't work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
Immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-29. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world of ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4, by Martin St. James, ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End Is Near, is available to the Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Oh my gosh, I love that, the bass line. Just makes a feel-good broadcast today. People have asked about coins, gold, silver, especially everything's going on. Remember, my personal friend, Mike, over at River City Coins. Now, he's in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. You may not be anywhere near Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Doesn't matter. Call and ask. You have any questions, feel free to call and ask him. Write down this number, 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. Ask him, you know, I don't care if you're the most ignorant person about silver coins there is. Ask him your basic questions or the most advanced. This guy is sharp. He'll be honest with you. He'll give you direct choices, and he won't screw you over. I know that because I've dealt with him now for quite a while. I trust Mike, and I know there's so many people out there, and you guys have asked, so please check that out. Oh, is it River City Coins in Cape Girardeau, 573-334-1108, and then you can buy from him or not buy from him or whatever if the price works out for you. But call and ask. Tell him you heard about him on the Power Hour. Now, getting to the Power Mall, obviously your orders lately have been overwhelming. We thank you for your patience on the phone. We've had so many things dealing with the coronavirus. Today we have iComplex. iComplex is going to be on sale, is on sale. REM Sleep is also on sale. Any of the coronavirus protection products of interest, they're all, you can get them all at the Power Mall. There's research about the OptiVita, the silver from Frank Davis. Please check that out. People are looking for other colloidal silvers. We have that to offer too. Here's the list of the things for the coronavirus people asking for. Now, somebody called and was asking for Orega Resp, but they didn't quite remember it. Orega Resp and oregano oil are the two things I use for sure. If you have any kind of lung, it's Orega Resp, Resp for respiratory. Coronavirus attacks the respiratory system, so you want to check the Orega Resp out. The Orega Resp, the OptiVita Silver, the Super Silver, the Silver Lozenges. Now, those Silver Lozenges are fantastic. I haven't even been talking about that. You want like a little thing to suck on, it's just great. Those are fantastic. Purely C, the Chagamax. We've had a couple people ask about that. I haven't even mentioned the Chagamax and how it helps your overall immune system, vitamin D D3, the magnesium, which is important, zinc, and selenium. All those products have been shown by research, by doctors, experts on to help. Next hour, Cass Ingram emailed me the protocol on what to do to prevent, and also the protocol if you do get the virus that he has used. So I will talk about that. New Manna Food is 20% off on the individual buckets. Strauss Heart Drops is 10% off. Now, we got the special. There's a little confusion. Let me be clear. The new products from Strauss, the kidney support, you need 3 bottles, give or take, but generally 3 bottles and you're done. That's traditionally what's happened to that. Also, the cardio calm to help arrhythmia or heartbeat. It is shown very much in the people that have used it from their experiences how much it has helped their heart, Wayne Elliott being the chief one. If you buy any of those three, you buy the three, they're on sale. It's a special for the heart month, the kidney or the cardiocom. Then you can get the Strauss Heart Drops at 15% off. If you want to do that, you can get all of them. I mean, you're talking about serious herbal medicine, a discount for this month, and then you can go from there. The eye complex, of course, is what we're focused on now. Dr. Robert Abel, which is a first rate when you talk about the eyes and what's going on. He's known, he's demanded all over the world. He's graduated. He has a weekly show every Monday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. called The Wizard of Eyes. I love it. Dr. Abel, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Dan. I think you're doing a great job in terms of the coronavirus, you know. Using good judgment, always have a mask on hand, you know, avoid real close contact with lots of people, especially ones you don't know, and so you just use common sense, and in a few months you're going to find that this thing will die down just like influenza. It is the SARS revisited, and I think there's a little bit of hysteria about it, but there is also wisdom about it, because it's the older people who get the pneumonia are the greatest risk. So the key is avoid it and use the prophylactic stuff.
I've been going back and forth, and of course we get emails about this. I mean, you're a doctor. I guess I hadn't planned to talk about this with you, but I'm trying to make sense. You know, what's hype? What's real? It seems to me like China, the government China, is suppressing the severity of it. And then other outlets are hyping the severity of it. I mean, I don't know what, do you get a sense of what you feel about it?
You know, it's kind of like the combination of Fox News and MSNBC. Somewhere in between lies the truth, you know, that there's no perfect outlet because they all have an attitude. There's a tremendous fear in China because the people are so clem-held in together. These cities have 20 million people in it, so there's no question that they spread in some ways because that's how they get around. On the other hand, there is a seriousness to it. Like influenza, we have a vaccine, so we sort of cut down the threat of influenza, but we have no vaccine for this one. And so it's like chicken pox all over the place. So somewhere in between. The key is always maintain your cool, think of what's going on, and if you do have a cold, be sure to consult a doctor or an emergency room because they can help you define it, and that usually nonspecific things can help you get past it because these viruses will pass.
I've been asked this a lot, and again, I'm not you're a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm just giving my opinion, what I see for me. I am to the point where, similar to what Dr. Abel said, I take it real. This is a real threat. I think this is, you know, and there's talk about there's the bioweapon lab there in Wuhan, and there's all kind of news. There's all kind of stories. That's irrelevant. I think the virus, there's a real threat. I am taking steps. I ran out of the reg arrest. I ordered more. That's me. I think that the precaution, like you said, is warranted here, and we're going to track this obviously closely, and there's a lot of very suspicious things, and when flights close down, when I see airlines like British Airways, now another flight, I can't remember the airline, they're closing down flights to China. When I see that, that tells me it's real, it's not just hype, because hype would be, well, we're not going to lose money flying these airplanes here. So I know that this tells me this is real. And obviously people are panicking a little bit, and they're panicking because they're frankly not prepared for this, but they're getting prepared really quick. So that's the good news. That's where I stand. Final thought about that before we move on to eye complex. is
I'll give you a final thought. The final thought is, if you look at all of these viruses come from Asia, bird flu, SARS, Hong Kong flu, all these, because you have to have fish in water, you have to have pigs that are around the water, mosquitoes breed around the water, around in fish farms, and the mosquito bites the pig with the virus. The mosquito then goes on and bites the human. And we're very close biologically to pigs in terms of our genetics. And when it transforms in the pig, it comes to us. So it takes years. So every 2 years we get a new flu because of Southeast Asia and China. So that's how this happens. It starts there. And, you know, thank God we have a warning. So let's look at the good news, that we have a warning about this, and we're going to each take precautions and avoid, you know, rock concerts where there are lots of people screaming and yelling together because you don't need it.
Well, I'll tell you this. I said it was going to be final thought, but something came to my mind as you talked. If I found out I was talking to somebody and they had recently been to China, I would literally, you know, in a polite way, I would avoid contact with them and back away. That's how I feel about this. That's where I am with this right now. This is legitimate. This is real. This is a real threat, and we need to take it seriously. It could balloon into something very serious. We'll see. Anyway, Eye Complex CS, the eyes. Let's talk about something really important, our eyes. What, you know, I have you on semi-regularly here. We love to have you on. Your expertise is known throughout the world. Tell us a little something about the eyes maybe we don't know, but we should.
The coronavirus can be spread through the eye.
We're back on that now.
that is not really well known. But that
talk about that. Why? How does that happen? Why? Why can it spread through the eye?
We know that certain viruses, because of the tears. And, I mean, the eye is so rich in terms of the conjunctiva and the blood flow, et cetera, that it can go through. Let people rub their eyes and get stuff. They touch things, and they rub their eyes. Now, viruses don't live long out in the wild, you know, on a credit card, on a pen in a grocery store, on an ATM. I mean, they only live about 30, 40 minutes. But the fact is, you touch it and then rub your eyes, you have no idea. So it's a wise thing not to do a lot of eye rubbing. I mean, as strange as it may seem.
That's a very good point.
So what else about eyes? I mean, eyes obviously are your window to the world. I'm lecturing psychiatrists about what they don't know about vision and how they can make assessments and help their patients with some very simple things that they've never thought about. In fact, many ophthalmologists have never thought about it. But the moral of the story is the eye is the window to your vision, perhaps your soul, certainly things about the body. And, I mean, that's one of the reasons we created Eye Complex CS, that in one shot you can get lots of stuff. And it doesn't have the D3 that you need for immunity. And D3 is a major important way of avoiding infections. People with a normal D3 level, blood level, have the same resistance to the flu as you do with the flu shot. So if you take that and look
let me pause you right there. So why in the world would we ever take a flu shot with all the risks and with all the, you know, the information about they get the wrong strain and what have you? Why in the world would we ever take a flu shot? Let's just take vitamin D.
I mean, people don't know that. I mean, the people.
We do now.
The best scientists in the world usually have not crossed the nutritional and complementary world. Because
why is
a lot
that?
Of, learn
why
from
is
those,
that?
Herbs, you know, they don't know about the herbs.
Why is right? that? Why you made a great observation there, but why, you know, something so simple, so essential, not even simple, essential is vitamin D3, and they haven't even breached that information. Why is that?
Because it happens all the time. You know, some things are complicated to figure out, but other things are not. In medical school, you don't spend a lot of time on nutrition. You learn the chemistry, but you don't realize the chemistry is your own body. So that's one of the reasons I got involved in that stuff.
How is the Eye Complex formula that you've created? You know, I've seen several of these now. I mean, I have my own opinion, but I want to ask you, How is this different than, you know, the other 20 or 30 that are out there?
Many of the 20 or 30 have copper in them. Copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's, of cognitive decline, number one. Number two, 20 or 30, that is a copy off of the study called the ARID study, have tripled the level of zinc. Zinc has two plus signs on it. It's a matter of chemistry. And if you put lots of a chemical in the body, it will oppress the other chemicals with the same two plus signs, meaning you won't get your calcium, your magnesium, your iodine, your boron, all these other little guys that are important in some way or another. But think of calcium in the bones, how necessary it is. You're suppressing it by the triple zinc. You have a normal amount of zinc. You have no copper. You have 23 ingredients. And you have people reporting that in the next year or two, the doctor says, hey, you're not getting worse. I don't know why. And it doesn't matter why they don't know why. But if they asked, they would find out why.
Well, let's talk about somebody who uses this. Obviously, you know, I'm getting up there in age. I'm close to 50. I've seen the, you know, the my arms aren't long enough kind of thing going on with my, you know, near side, far side kind of thing. You know, I could see changes. I could see at nighttime when I started taking this and getting lutein and getting the eye complex in me, I noticed my night vision. That's the first thing I noticed. So it's pretty clear. I noticed, wow, I can see at night a little better. And that was encouraging to me. So people who take this, whether you're 80 or, you know, in your 40s or whatever, what are you going to notice when you start on the eye complex?
Within a week, you will notice that you will recover from car headlights much faster, like in 3 to 4 seconds.
When you say recover, explain that.
You know, your cars come the other way. They dazzle you.
Yeah,
and it takes a little while before you get your bearings again, and you're trying to stay straight on the road.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, within 3 or 4 seconds, bing, you're back in view. The other thing in terms of dark adaptation, that when you enter a dark room looking for the light switch, within seconds you will adapt to the dark. Most people, and every decade, you lose dark adaptation. So things get harder to see and accommodate going from light to dark. This will help in that transformance. So those are the things you see. Car headlights, adapting to the dark, that is one way you know it. Longer term things is it may, your tear film may be better. You have less, lowered the risk slightly of cataracts, and it protects the macula, which is
okay,
the center
so lower,
of vision.
Why does it lower cataract risk, and why does it help the macular?
Well, cataract risk, you look at what's in the lens. You know, the lens has lutein in it, believe it or not, and there's lutein in that. The lens has vitamins A, C, and E, and glutathione. You have A, C, and E to some degree, and you have glutathione builders in there. So that's what's going to help the lens and slow down cataracts. But it also, all your eye is a biochemical workshop. It's a bag of water, two lenses that focus light on the retina. The rest is a bag of water and floaters and fluids, et cetera. All of your nutrition is in your liver. And so if you're taking 3-4 medications, your liver is a little tied up. And the moral of the story is this will at least give you the stuff that's not getting in there.
Now, we had somebody, a caller, I don't remember when it was, a week ago. Time goes so quick. Anyway, they were talking about kidneys. Oh, it was Lorraine was on, talking about kidney support, that there's a connection between the kidneys and the eyes. Do you know anything about this, or is this just...
Of course. I can tell you, any body organ, we have a connection with what can be seen in the eye. Now, I mean, the kidney has to be having an issue in order to be able to observe such a thing. But that is certainly observable. Yes, there's a connection. I mean, you think of the eye as a little ball sitting in your head. Well, 40 to 50% of your brain takes what comes through the pupil to help locate and listen and find things. And so your blood flow goes through the macula. That's why people with diabetes get an eye exam, because you can see in the retina things that are going wrong or drugs that are toxic. So, yes.
So how's this relate to iridology then? What do you know about iridology?
Well, iridology is interesting, and obviously you have every chromosome in your body, every cell in your body's got the same chromosomes, except for the sex chromosome, that they have the same chromosome, so there's no doubt there's something to it. But it's pretty hard to tell. And usually, the only things I can note, having read Jensen's book, is when people have liver or kidney issues, you can see it on the iris. But they
really
can also tell you.
So you just talked about chromosomes and stuff like that. There's two sexes. So you're telling me biologically there's only two sexes?
Well, biologically, it depends on what you call sex. There are abnormalities with trisomy that have multiple different abnormalities, but they're extremely rare. Yes. And, you know, what happens is you get an X from the mother, and either an X if you're going to end up being a female, or a Y from the father, and you become an X and Y, and that becomes a male. X and X is a female. So certain conditions get passed on through those chromosomes because they go to everybody. But all the other chromosomes also are in every cell of the body. So having a connection is not to be totally poo-pooed.
The we talk about this probably just about every time you come on here lately. I think it's a growing problem. I think people need to be aware of it. I know, you know, Uncle Kevin does the news with me. He's starting to be more aware of this. It's this, the screens, the computer screens. I bought my $5 glasses from eBay, blue blocking glasses. They're just cheap, yellow looking glasses. Talk about the screens. How important is it that we're aware of our screen time and doing something about it?
The best glasses are from Amazon, $20. They do a blue blocker. They don't knock out all the blue, so you don't even notice you're being protected. It's the wavelengths just above UV. UV is a little bit dangerous. Well, these are the wavelengths just above it. They're the glare wavelengths. And, yes, it is, first of all, very annoying. Second of all, it will keep you up at night if you tend to be a TV watcher before you go to bed or an iPad user before you go to bed. What will happen is the blue light that's subtle will knock out your melatonin. So you'll fall asleep because you're tired, but you won't stay asleep.
Wow. And so if you're going to go to sleep, you should stop watching TV, what, an hour, 30 minutes before
you go? Blue blocker, either the eBay yellow shooter's lens or, better yet, the Amazon blue blocker because it's cheap, and maybe you should be carrying it in a power mall so people would know about it and have easy access.
Okay, so these ones I bought for $5, are they, am I not being protected? I actually feel like my eyes are, I do feel different wearing them. I don't have the fatigue when I wear them.
You are protected, but it knocks out all the blue. So, I mean, if you were driving with your blue blocker, you'd be really comfortable. If you're driving with your yellow amber lenses, things would be a little different color, but you would also be equally effective.
Okay.
So
yeah,
either or.
I what I wear them for is, like, on the computer screen, I don't wear my glasses on the computer screen, but I wear these. In fact, I have them on right now because I'm using my computer and such, but, then when I drive, I have that, whatever. What's it called when you go to get glasses? You ask your eye doctor to put that film on. What is that called?
That's called an anti-reflective glare.
Anti-reflective glare.
And the anti-reflective layer will peel off with time. So, in a sense, you want something that is embedded into the material, into the lens, and the blue blocker will be in the lens.
So when people go get an eye exam, they should be asking their eye doctor, hey, I want something done to my glasses that's going to block the blue light, correct?
Yes. Wouldn't you think the doctor should tell you?
Well, I think doctors should tell us a lot of things they don't, so I don't know.
I mean, five of my group of doctors were top doctors in Delaware, and only 8 ophthalmologists in the state were top doctors, and 5 were in my group. So I only tell you that to say they're really good people and they're smart people, but they don't take the time historically to go into this in any detail. And it's kind of extremely important because long-term, it's not only comfort, it's sleep, And maybe if you're getting lots of blue light at the computer, you may be burning a little bit of your retina over the years.
Ooh, gosh.
The blue blocker is good for many reasons.
Okay, and just real a good pair of sunglasses doesn't necessarily cut out blue light.
You don't have to worry about it. The sunglasses will do the job because it's not so much the blue light. You get all the toxic stuff out with the sunglasses, but it's the subtle stuff, the TV, the computer, the iPhone, the iPad at night, et cetera.
See, somebody told me that the regular sunglasses do not specifically take out blue light.
But they take out lots. They do not specifically take out blue light, but they take out all across the board. So you're getting some blue light removed.
I'm going to stick with my $5 here cheapo amber glasses. I look like a bug a little bit, but I like them. They notice they help. Okay, we got about a minute or so left. Somebody thinking about taking this eye complex. It's relatively inexpensive. People are showing really good results, especially as they get older. This is a way, you correct me if I'm wrong, it's a way to prevent future cataract problems, macular degeneration problems. It may help also. Who should consider this, and why should they take it, and how long should they take it?
I'm going to re-edit you just a second. I can't say prevent, but reduce the risk, because you may be a smoker, you may be on high blood pressure medicine, you may have other factors.
Okay.
But it definitely will reduce the risk, and in 20% of people. And that's enough to be valuable. Plus, you need vitamins anyway because you don't know what's in your food.
Absolutely. And people who take them, I know they have reported, I know for me, I can see better, especially at night. I see the glare better. I can totally tell a difference with it. And so that's what people are saying. Dr. Abel, it's a pleasure talking to you. God bless you, my friend.
And you too, my friends. Glad to hear from you today. Yeah. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Dr. Abel. Well, he likes those vaccines, doesn't he? God almighty. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.